Intention is the beginning of all transformation. The power of intention. Most people don't know the power of intention, it because they have never experienced it, because they don't know how to get access to intention. They never intend. They live inside wanting to, needing to, having to, and should. The horizontal plane, the valley of the shadow of death. Fear of death, fear of annihilation. The horizontal plane is like a toddler's shirt. Short and shitty. The vertical plane is immortality. Intention takes you to the vertical plane. One of the ways your vibration lowers, and your freedom is taken away is to hook you on fear or hate. Or helplessness. Or what I call the ragdoll state. In fact, hate is fear-based too. Fear of annihilation. Everyone gets hooked occasionally, but many are hooked permanently, unless they awaken from the nightmare. If you only find yourself temporarily hooked, there is still hope for you. This is what this article is about. How to unhook yourself from the horizontal plane. Unfortunately, of course, intention is part of what the responsibility gene helps you to wield fully. It is the capacity and use of responsibility is what separates humanity to powerful and powerless. Responsibility is the key enabler to use all the God abilities. Is wanting the same as intention? No, although they feel similar to the uninitiated. The difference is under the hood, wanting wants the target, the have, while intending goes for the process, the doing. When I observe, deep inside, my ragdoll clients, I find that they don't have the causing capacity on, and they haven't found a way to experience it, because they only give attention to the having, the end result. Where attention goes, energy flows, and the energy flows to the having, the results. And mostly to the feeling of having the results. Sometimes the results are purely having, feeling good about yourself. But unless you redirect your attention to the doing, you'll leak energy, you'll lose interest, and you'll lose the result. So it's a catch-22. You want the result. But you don't want the process, the doing. You don't want what belongs to you, and of course you don't have the result. So back to intention, why is it that only people who are at least 200 vibration even think of activating the intention? It has something to do with intelligence, awareness, being able to tell your ass from a hole in the ground. Under 200 you can't. The world, reality has two kinds of things in it. Things that belong to you, and things that don't. Unless you can tell the difference, unless you learn to tell the difference, you are shit out of luck. You are out of luck until you manage to raise your vibration to the power threshold, to 200. I have never asked this question. So if it goes a little shaky, a little chunky, forgive me, will you? If you look around, all the people who talk a lot, all the people who talk a lot in their head, talk about what doesn't belong to them. And they don't talk about the things that do belong to them. They don't own it. So what belongs to you? 1. What you do and how you do it. It belongs to you. You have a choice about it. To do or not to do. To do it with vigor, or to do it with reluctance, or sloppy, or like someone is forcing you to do it. This second is your attitude that you create with your words. Your words. 2. Attitude, it was already explained in number 1. 3. Your word, it is already explained in number 1. 4. Your attention. 5. Your intention. And that is that. The little voice in your head doesn't belong to you. It's saying, I want to, I need to, I have to, I should. Don't belong to you. Your thoughts don't belong to you. What you feel doesn't belong to you. Your emotions don't belong to you. The results, or anything that you have don't belong to you. Your children, your spouse, your friends, your clients, even your business don't belong to you. The only things that belong to you are the things that belong only to you. The things you can control, or if not yet, you can learn to control. Obviously the consequences of your actions, your attitude and your word don't belong to you either. And consequences they will have, both desirable and undesirable. Now, why is this important? This whole intention stuff? Because even at a low vibration you can channel your attention to what belongs to you. What you do, your actions. How you do it, your attitude. What you say, your word, the context. Where's your attention? If you learn to channel your attention to what belongs to you, even if you are only sporadically successful, your vibration will rise. And the better you get at it, the higher it can go. But, warning, your attention can only be on one thing and one thing only. So you consciously need to decide where you want to put your attention. You'll decide to put it on a thing where you have power, or on things where you are a ragdoll. Powerless, an effect, not a cause. So this choice, this decision is your moment-to-moment challenge. People who sail through troubled times are masterful at choosing to put their attention and therefore their energy to what is theirs to do. Mastery will take some time. But even people who are able to control their attention on the low level are going to come out more winning than if they didn't embark on mastery. So let's look a little bit at troubled times, and the effect it has on people. Whether the fear is manufactured or real is immaterial. Your behavior in the face of fear, as far as I can tell, is either frozen, like deer in the headlight, avoiding to even look, hiding, or it is flailing, making jumps, hasty, haphazard, reactive. I have seen both in my client base. This last Wednesday's What's Missing workshop, some people created the intention of being deliberate. That was something they have everything to say about. Now, whether they will choose to be deliberate or not, that is another question. I have chosen, and I have been deliberate since Wednesday. Some people took on being purposeful, i.e. guided, advised, informed by a purpose to what they are doing. To be purposeful, one needs to have invented a purpose. So far, one of those people informed me about what purpose he's invented, a world where self-love is available. But inventing a purpose isn't enough. Unless it is empowered, unless it is given power by the person, it is just a nice little flash in the pan. Often people need to be thrown out, stripped of everything that has sustained them, to wake them up so they can see that even after everything external is removed, they still have themselves and what really belongs to them. I have always said that for anyone to finally do what they need to do, the reality they live in needs to be unbearable. Unbearable to them. Like it was for me for the first 60 years of my life. Had I considered life tolerable, I would be married now with lots of great-grandchildren. Still miserable, but life would be tolerable. At best. I would hate myself, but could live with myself. Like you. So, what is there to do? Let us see the steps. 1. Practice controlling your attention. Read and notice when your attention wanders. Same during conversations. Or at any time, and gently return your attention to what you are doing. Consider that the purpose of this practice is that you can actually become powerful. As long as your attention doesn't obey you, you are powerless, a puppet on a string. Whatever steals your attention is what directs you, what guides you. 2. Notice your attitude. Ragdoll, entitled, hopeful, weak, victim, homework, and consider that your attitude, just like your attention, now belongs to circumstances. And your job is to wrestle control back. When your attention and your attitude start really belonging to you, i.e. are under your control, your vibration will be 200, maybe even above. 3. This is where adjusting your DNA will be able to give you a 10x boost. But not before. You can boost your emotional state, your health, your earning power, your position in the world to a high level. But not until you regain control over your attention and your attitude. Now you know. It sounds easy, but it isn't. It requires effort. Maybe even superhuman effort. Superhuman nowadays would have been ordinary 100 years ago, but today's humanity is so weak, so puny, so powerless, so soft, that if you become able to control your attention for even just a minute, puts you head and shoulders above most people. By the way, the purpose of meditation is to control your attention. But most meditation training stops there, then it doesn't give you enough. TM University trains people way beyond it. TM University graduates do really well in life. Because of that attention, attitude, intention, purpose training. But I don't want to give you something you have no access to at your vibrational level yet. Work on your attention. Really. If you have purchased the Amish horse training method and didn't benefit from it, it is because your control over your attention is puny or non-existent. This is the hardest of all my programs, of all the steps. My attention level is 30%, still puny. Unless you get your number up to at least 7%, there is not much I can give you or promise you. Okay. So what should you do now? If you trust yourself, then start reading, and start catching your attention wander, and gently coax it back to what you are doing. Use the stop/change/start method. And if you want to control your attention about the disempowering self-talk, fear, and inner chatter, maybe you want to get the Amish horse training method. First train your attention to listen and learn it, and then train your attention to tell the difference between what is you and what is not you. That is the goal of that training. Please know that attention and focus are not interchangeable. Your focus needs to be fuzzy. Fuzzy focus sounds like an oxymoron, but it isn't. Narrow focus always takes you to bad places. So keep your focus fuzzy, and your attention controlled. And please know that everything that is powerful first needs to be an intention. Intention is an energy, and you need to learn to wield it. Learn to use your intention.